This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Ron Grusenmeyer is joining us. He is the Regional Industry Relations Director for Kansas at Midwest Dairy. And, of course, we are into the month of June, Ron, and that means it is Dairy Month in the state of Kansas. And it starts with what the Dairy Checkoff, its purpose, and what it does for the dairy industry.
We consider ourselves an extension of the dairy farmer. When the milk is harvested from the cow and it leaves the farm, then we help promote that dairy product. We promote the nutritional value of that milk and dairy products, and we also promote the dairy farm practices that are used to produce that milk.
The soybean industry is important to the dairy industry. Based in part, a lot of soybean meal is used to feed dairy cattle.
We truly appreciate that relationship that we have with soybean producers. Many of the dairy farmers in the state are also soybean producers. That product goes through those cows and it helps them produce this nutritional product we call milk.
Now, for Midwest Dairy, I know you have a lot of initiatives, but let's focus on one right now, Undeniably Dairy. What's that initiative about?
That's really a campaign that we're trying to connect with consumers and put dairy in an unexpected place to be able to share the story of dairy and how it's fresh, local, and sustainable, and most importantly, enjoyable. We do that through a couple of different partnerships that we have. One is Adopt a Cow. That's where school teachers can sign up for this Adopt a Cow in the fall. They get information about the cows, the dairy farmer, the dairy farm, the feed that the cows eat, and then they have a kind of a pen pal relationship with the farmer throughout the next 3, 4, or 5 months. And then in the spring, we have a live chat with the classrooms and the teachers and students. We're connecting with about a little over 19,000 students this past school year, and there were two farms in the Kansas area up to the north. Another program that the Undeniably Dairy concept is played out, we had a dairy farmer in the Clay Center area that was connected with the Lighthouse for Christ facility there in Clay Center. They have a food distribution there, but they didn't have any way of handling milk or storing milk. And so we have a grant program that we offered through this Undeniably Dairy program where we purchased a small refrigerator. Not a small refrigerator, and now they're able to handle milk for the folks that come into that facility.
That is Ron Grusenmeyer, who is Regional Industry Relations Director for Kansas for Midwest Dairy, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.